of all the problems associated with global warming, sea level rise is the most immediate one. And it's happening right now. Unlike some of the things that people are concerned about with the climate changing, communities are dealing with this problem right now. Houses are washing away. They have to decide whether to put up seawalls, whether they should take houses off of the coast. So it's a very immediate problem. And you do have a problem with even convincing. I know a lot of people whose houses have actually washed away, yet they don't believe in sea level rise. And I tell them, you know, don't bet your house on it. It's the combination of the sea level rising plus storms that lead to the real problems. In Chatham on Cape Cod, where I've been looking at this, we had an inlet that opened up in 1987, and then 20 years later, in 2007, we had a new inlet opened up, but the sea level had risen 3 inches just in those 20 years. So a storm that wouldn't have been a problem 20 years ago, it can all of a sudden be a problem when you add just those 3 inches on top of it. I think the little rule of thumb is that for every inch of sea level rise that you have, that's going to be increased 100-fold going in towards the mainland. The real trick in all of this is to use an episode like a storm to plan ahead for the future and make decisions that are going to make the problem better in the future rather than worse. So yes, you have a terrible storm like Katrina, and you've got to take care of people, and you've got to get them housing and everything like that. But what you want to do is then think about the future of the city. And unfortunately, what happened after Katrina is that right afterwards, they made some very good decisions about rebuilding the city. And then unfortunately, politics got involved, and they reversed some of those decisions. And actually, I think they didn't plan very well for the future. So the real trick is to have somebody that has the political muscle, if you will, to make the hard decisions so that you use those episodes to plan for the future. It's the federal obligation to get the science, to get the data, and get that to the states, and then the states getting it to the local officials. But I think even more important than the science is getting some of the regulations in place. It's basically in the public's interest to get buildings off of barrier beaches, to remove them from the coasts. After Katrina, the two states made very, very different decisions. Louisiana wanted to rebuild. They wanted to get everybody back. So they said that, okay, you'll get your money back to rebuild in the very same spot. But Mississippi said, no, we'll give you the full value of your home, and then you can do whatever you want with that money. You can move up to the mountains, you can send a kid to college, it's up to you. And I think that's the direction that we should be going in. The biggest problem right now with sea level rise, it's not really a scientific problem, it's really a people problem. And the reason it's a people problem is because a lot of people don't believe in global warming and they don't believe in sea level rise, even though you can see it around all the time. I think Al Gore had a wonderful title when he talked about an inconvenient truth. It's the truth, and it's inconvenient, but it's sitting there staring you right in the face. So I think institutions like aquariums have a huge responsibility and opportunity to constantly be educating people about the real problems that are out there.